Oh, dear one, we must keep in mind that in life, we win some and we lose some. You will not land every account. Every customer will not buy. Every phone call is not good news. You won't fascinate every person you meet. You won't win every game you play. But when we know the one in whom we believe, and we are confident that he is able to keep that which we have committed to him until the end of time, we can have a spring in our step, even when things are temporarily not going our way.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I'm so happy that you're listening to Your Place of Grace podcast. We're getting very close to Christmas Day. I hope you're caught up on your shopping. I'm certainly not. Hey, it's a guy thing, I guess. I want to talk with you today just a few minutes on the subject of how to live with confidence. That's a good subject to end 2020 on, isn't it? It's a crazy year. How to live with confidence. Think about it. You know, it's astonishing just how few of us genuinely like ourselves. We live never knowing who we are, probably because if we had the chance, many of us would rather be somebody else. Madison Avenue has proven that when we are presented with intriguing role models, we'll dress like them, drink what they drink, we'll go where they go, and of course, we'll buy what they're selling. Why is that? Because we lack confidence in ourselves. See, we falsely assume that the people in the ads must have a lot more going for them than we do, so we foolishly attempt to imitate them. Living without confidence assassinates every opportunity that comes your way. It does. It crushes your dreams and hopes. Living with confidence, on the other hand, allows you to take advantage of opportunities and, most importantly, to live an effective Christian life even when the pressure is on, making the most of every minute. So what is confidence? The word confidence comes from two words, con, which means with, and faido, which means faith. The word in essence means living with faith. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's Hebrews 11, verse 6. So faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith starts out before you know how it's going to turn out. Is faith important for successful living? Hey, just try living one day without faith. When you see two people talking in the corner, you tell yourself, oh, they're talking about me. Or when you go to the bank and deposit your money, you tell yourself, they're stealing my money. I just know it. I'll never see it again. When you go to the doctor and he says you need an operation to save your life, you tell yourself, I'm okay. He just wants my money. When you go to a restaurant, tell yourself, the food's just not going to be good, and I'm sure they're going to overcharge me here. Oh, try living without faith in God or other people for just a few days, and you're going to be in a rubber room pounding your head against the wall. The Bible says, by faith, Elijah was transported to heaven in a chariot of fire long before Steven Spielberg and Hollywood created Close Encounters of the Third Kind. By faith, Noah built an ark without a Black & Decker power saw, without the approval of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or the endorsement of the Spotted Owl Lovers. He loaded the ark with lions, tigers, and snakes, threw on his luggage, and took a 40-day cruise. By faith, Abraham, when he was 100 years old, told his 90-year-old wife, Sarah, "Hey, baby, turn off that TV. I just been to the Wednesday night prayer meeting, and God told me we're going to have a baby." The Bible says Sarah laughed. She laughed and laughed. I think her response was one of pure hysteria. And that night, God cranked Abraham's dead battery and sparks flew from Dan to Beersheba. From a womb that was twice dead came Isaac, the son of laughter. Praise God. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter so that he might gain the crown that doesn't fade away. And Moses lived to be 120 years old, and he walked to his own funeral. read the book. By faith, the fathers of the church subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, and stopped the mouths of lions. Scripture says these were men and women of whom the world was not worthy. That's Hebrews 11:38. So let me ask you, dear one, do you lack confidence? You know you lack confidence when you're always looking for a reason why you can't attempt a new task. You say things like, it won't work. I've tried that before and failed. You refuse to act upon solutions to your problems. When success does not come quickly in a given project, you begin to make excuses rather than seek solutions. You lack confidence because you're afraid. You lack confidence if you fear responsibility. You turn down the promotion at work and sentence yourself to a life in a rut. And when the boss calls, your first reaction is, oh man, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong this time? Rather than, my raise finally came through, praise God. You lack confidence if you become insecure when you meet someone new. You twirl your hair, you cover your mouth with your hand and look into space, but never into the face of the person to whom you are speaking. Eye contact is painful for you. Shaking hands with you is like grabbing the back end of a dead fish. Oh, dear one, we must keep in mind that in life, we win some and we lose some. You will not land every account. Every customer will not buy. Every phone call is not good news. You won't fascinate every person you meet. You won't win every game you play. But when we know the one in whom we believe, and we are confident that he is able to keep that which we have committed to him until the end of time, we can have a spring in our step, even when things are temporarily not going our way. So how do we maintain confidence? How do we overcome those frightening moments in life when we feel inferior or intimidated by what lies before us? How do you keep running the race, especially when Satan comes after you like a roaring lion? How do you press on when it seems like the devil's forces are attempting to overwhelm you, trying to get you to retreat from your dream or divine mission and coaxing you to live in fear and uncertainty for the rest of your life? Well, first of all, give up every thought about quitting. The Bible says, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." That's Matthew 10:22. Oh, loved one, it's not who starts the race that wins, it's who finishes. Stopping at third base is no better than striking out. The late President Calvin Coolidge said this, and I quote, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of uneducated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent." End quote. So too often, think about it, too often when we quit jobs, marriages, schools, and churches because we lack confidence, the rock-ribbed, God-given faith to endure to the end, we become scared, cowardly. Second, stop making excuses. Two kinds of people populate planet Earth. Those who make good and those who make excuses. An excuse is the thin skin of fear stretched tightly over a bold-faced lie. If you are in the habit of making excuses, dear one, stop it. Stop it in Jesus' name. You are where you are because of who you are. It's time to move forward in confidence, in mountain-moving faith. 1 John 5, verse 14 says this, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." You see, we need to recognize that our lack of confidence is, in fact, the refusal to believe that a sovereign God has the ability to protect and guide us. Confidence is not an emotional matter. It is the consequence of a spiritual relationship with a God who cannot fail. Solomon once wrote this. He said, "For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught." That's Proverbs 3, verse 26. So, dear friend, have confidence in God. Have confidence in your fellow believers. Have confidence in yourself as you follow Christ in these exciting days of living out your faith. Will you really trust the one true coach who perfectly guides us in all things? Won't you trust him today? Father God, we thank you that because of you, because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us. Thank you, Father God, that your word says, Jesus himself said, that just a tiny mustard-sized seed of our faith can move a mountain, can move any obstacle out of our way, and cast it into the sea. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Let that be a reality in our hearts and lives today, Lord, as we end this year, as we hit the Christmas holiday, and then rush into a brand new year. Let this thought that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, let that thought come alive in each and every one of our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Boy, I preach myself happy today. I hope you got something out of it, dear one. And as I said, we are approaching the Christmas holiday. This is the last podcast of Well, it's not the last one of the year for me, but Christmas is coming up in a few days. And I would just like to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. If you feel it incumbent upon your heart and your spirit right now to possibly bless us with a year-end gift, that would be a plus as far as tax situation goes. We are a 501c3 organization. We are a ministry. We are Your Place of Grace Ministries. And your gift at the end of the year will help us to be able to travel and to preach this glorious gospel of the kingdom in 2021 throughout America and very soon in other nations of the world. Please consider it. Your Place of Grace Ministries is good ground. And please consider sowing your best seed at year's end into our ministry. Just go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com, or go to our app, which is free, and click on the donate button. We utilize PayPal, which is safe and very convenient. And I thank you. I thank you in advance for listening this year and for your gifts, your generous gifts, your encouragement, your questions, your comments. God bless you all. And pastors, please do go to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Look at the testimonials page of many other pastors who have hosted me in their church for revivals and for conferences. The Lord has moved powerfully. People are being saved, delivered, healed, baptized in the Holy Spirit. Please give us a shot. You won't be disappointed, I promise. And I thank you for listening. I love you dearly. Thank you. Thank you for listening all year long. And may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.